in episode 166.
Everybody knows about Sasha now.
Good.
Yeah. I'm never going back to that. No. It's like, I'm so sorry, sweetie. I thought you was a woman. And I was like, whoa, hey, that means I'm doing a good job right now. Thank you very much. I appreciate that. She's like, I am so sorry. And my entire night was made. One day I got so fed up with the fact that I am unhappy with how I perceive myself to where I just said, fuck it. And decided that everyone else can either accept me or not. Mm-hmm. But I will do it in a way to where it's not like I'm forcing it on people. They will like me or they won't. But I will do it gently. I'll be like, hey, this is me. Here I am. But I'm not going to be like, Bruh! And that's how I've gone about it.
Welcome to the Cross Yas podcast. The podcast says yas across wrestling, sexuality, and gender. Today's special guest is someone that I met on the Cross Yas confidential Discord server. A couple of years ago, when we were doing all of our video chats every night for like 4 months. It's someone who I've come to love and respect a great deal. She was physically pretty close to me when I lived back in Texas, but we never actually were able to meet up. Hopefully someday we can make that happen, but not right now, I guess. Anyway, we recorded the first 10 minutes of this episode like 5 times. So I'm happy to finally bring you what we recorded. Anyway, let's listen to Sasha Get Slammed.
Yes, 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 yes. Cross Yes Podcast with Giselle Mirasol and Billy.
Welcome to the Cross Yas podcast. I'm your trans woman host, Billy, formerly sort of identified as crossdresser, I guess. Maybe it's kind of up in the air. Anyway, today's special guest is Sasha, or AKA The Mop, AKA Slam. Shit.
Take what you want from that.
Slammin' Sasha. I met you as Slammin' Sasha, or you were Slammin' Sasha. I was known as Megan at the time.
Mm-hmm.
It was a little over a year and a half ago on the Cross Yas confidential Discord server. So Slammin' Sasha, if you'd like to first, let's give your shout outs to Hannah and Trevor Boyke.
Yeah. Oh, you got it. You got it right this time.
It only took me 5 recordings to get it right.
Yes. Yes, Hannah and Trevor Boyke, thank you so much for letting me get out of work a little early and picking up my side work so I can make it here for this cross-dressing podcast. Even after I told them that's exactly what I'm doing, and they were nothing but supportive. All they wanted was a shout-out and me to send them a link afterwards.
Well, you'll get this link like in 2.5 to 3 weeks after we record this.
Sounds good.
That's the way it goes. Sorry, Trevor and Hannah Boyke, but I really appreciate you for letting Slam and Sasha come get slammed on the podcast.
Okay. Yes.
So Sasha, if you would like to introduce yourself after all of that introduction that I gave. I know that's hard to follow.
Oh, very, 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 very difficult. So I'm 31. I've been dressing since I was about 13. I figured out at a young age that, I liked doing this, and I always thought it was wrong. So I did a lot of purging. I did a lot of things that were not healthy for my mental state, but I thought they were because I was trying to be someone that I am not. And then one day I just said, fuck it. This is a big part of who I am. Like, this is who I am. So I just need to accept it. And everything's been pretty good since then when it comes to that department. So
cool. So how would you identify yourself as a crossdresser, transgender, gender fluid? I'm trying to think of all the...
There's a lot of terms.
There are a lot of terms.
I am a... I'm just a crossdresser. Sometimes I get dysphoria, and like if I don't get the hair off my body after a long enough time, then you know, I'll be like, ugh, doesn't look good. Mm-hmm. It annoys me, and sometimes, you know, when I look in the mirror, I don't like my muscles, I don't like my veins, but I know I'm still a guy, and
you're okay with that?
Yeah, because there are times when I do see myself with them, and I'm like, fuck yeah, I look good.
Mm-hmm. That's so different for me. I don't.
Yeah.
I don't get like that.
I'm sorry.
That's okay. Well, it's weird because recently with all my hormones, like I'll see pictures of my old self, not too old, like when I had facial hair, because I guess I don't really like facial hair, but just like a picture right when before I started hormones in like June, like I don't know, kind of oddly turned on by my old self. It's weird.
I mean, your face has definitely slimmed out since you started, though. I've noticed the difference between that.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, mm-hmm. I think you're looking great.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
I wanted to go back to when you were 13 years old and you first decided to slip on those pair of pantyhose, stockings, that one sock or a pair of panty or a bra or a dress or...
It was a pair of pantyhose.
Pantyhose, okay.
And then,
so what led you into the pantyhose?
I just remember going to church with my family when I was younger. And mm-hmm. I saw my mom in the pantyhose and the dress and the heels, and everything just looked comfortable, like in a different way. And it always perplexed me. Mm-hmm. And so when I was about 13, I stayed home from school one day. And I remembered, oh my God, those look comfy. I'm going to try them. And so I put on the leggings and I was like, oh my God. Okay. I loved how the air felt.
Mm-hmm.
And mm-hmm. when I sat down, everything felt good. And then I put on the bra and I was like, okay.
Now there's a bra. Okay. I thought it was just the pantyhose.
Oh, I know. No, I gotta go all out.
Balls to the wall.
I had the bra, and then I put on the dress, and then I put on the heels, and then I did the spin, and I just spun in front of the mirror, and I was like, okay,
nice, yep. Nice.
This is it. this is great, and not only that, I did some other things and. Really made me question my sexuality for a long time as well, but which gender I go for, but for the most part, yeah, it was a great experience.
Where did you find the pair of pantyhose?
In my mom's drawer, in the closet.
Okay, yeah. Why were you snooping in your mom's drawer? I'm just kidding.
So I went into the closet and I looked down to the left and she had a drawer and there were pantyhose. And so I was like, okay, there it is.
Okay.
And
Fair enough.
It was a black dress with some black stilettos, which is what I wore for the first time. And once also, I won't forget slipping my feet into the heels the first time. They just, my mom and I have the same shoe size, so...
Dang, do you still have the same shoe size?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah, she's actually given me some of her old shoes that she doesn't wear.
That leads me to my next question. Has her feet grown and your feet stay the same? No. Have both your feet grown or are they both stay the same size?
13 was around the time where I had the growth spurt.
Okay. So
I grew we were around the same size shoe.
And you still have the same size shoe?
Mm-hmm.
Has her foot shrunk?
Nope. I mean, she's not that old yet. So.
I'm like so like perplexed.
I know. Yeah.
How does that work out? What size shoe?
10 in women's.
Oh, okay. Lucky.
She's about 5'8", 5'9". I'm 5'7". So.
Oh, lucky.
Yeah.
I'm only just like a little bit jelly.
Yeah, no, I'm small, but my voice is not the one that's always bothered me.
Why is that? Why do you think your voice bothers you?
Because if my favorite thing is to be cute, and so being small, cute, you know, have my little outfits and stuff, and then I sound like Barry White, and it's just.
For all the listeners out here, I feel like you have a good like podcast voice or radio voice.
Yeah.
It may not be like cute or whatever, but
okay.
I mean, okay. I like your voice. I think your voice is pretty dope.
Thank you. Yeah, but when it comes to, I mean, there's not much I can do about it.
Have you ever thought about doing like voice training or anything?
I mean, I'm really good at accents, and I mean, I can get a hire and stuff, but like, I don't know. I just.
Do you wanna? Okay, just bear with me.
Yes, ma'am.
So I'm a little bit dysphoric about my voice, but I don't really know a whole lot with it. And I've been kind of throwing around the idea of like, one of these days I'm gonna do an episode where I do my female voice, or okay. Try to. Would you like to attempt that for the next, I don't know, 5 minutes or so with me?
Let me think.
Or I'll do it myself if you just want to talk in your voice.
It's still not going to sound good enough, though. Like, I can only go so high to where people won't be like, that's forced. You know?
Okay. I it's hard for me to get into mine because I don't really ever practice. Man, I put a lot of pressure on myself right here.
You got this.
I'm not ready.
Oh no, you're not gonna do it.
I'm not ready. maybe later. Yeah, I'm a little bit dysphoric about my voice, but
yeah.
For the most part, I'm okay with it. I do think my voice has changed a little bit in the last year or two. Just
do hormones actually change the voice a little bit, or
no? If you're like the female to male or assigned female at birth, and you take testosterone, that will change your voice. That will make your voice go deeper and change your vocal cords and stuff. But
yeah.
If you're assigned male at birth and you take estrogen, it does not change your voice. So you're kind of stuck.
Yeah, we're shit out of luck.
Well, you're shit out of luck, but you know, there's like voice training you can do. Mm-hmm. And there's like, you could like go to a vocal coach and like do that stuff, or there's apps that can help you train your voice. Have you ever done any of those apps?
No, I've actually never heard of them, though.
There's one called, I think it's called Voice Tools. Let me look it up. It's on my phone. Voice Tools, where you can kind of like watch your pitch, and there's like some trial stuff, and it can kind of help you out.
You have to check this out right now.
I do that one sometimes, but it's hard for me to do it like when I'm at work or driving or whatever. So I don't really.
I mean, like, I'm good at accents and everything like that, you know. Like, I can do plenty of different things, you know.
I want to hear your best Scottish accent, because one of my next episodes is going to be with Sarah Kay, who I just
heard. Oh, she's the Scottish one that we were talking to in the chat earlier today. Okay, all right. No, she was talking. What did she say early in the chat that fucking had me laughing? One second.
Sarah's going to be interviewing me in a few days at 2:30 in the morning for me. So we'll see how that goes. So I'm sure Sarah
will. Darn tootin. That's what she said. Darn tootin.
Darn.
Can you imagine hearing a Scottish person saying darn tootin?
No, I mean, now I'm going to ask Sarah to say darn tootin.
That killed me when I saw that in the chat.
Darn tootin'. Yeah.
Darn tootin', yeah. That's what Eagle was saying. Yeah.
Okay.
Sorry. But no, but I really like doing accents and stuff. That's actually one of my big hobbies is accents and voices and characters and stuff. And
what would you say your best character or voice?
My name is Dmitry Slov. Pleasure. I like doing Russian.
Okay.
Yeah, I actually one time I had this person over at my house. I was doing a Russian accent, and I noticed he had accent too, and I was like, hey. Where are you from? He's like, I'm from Russia. I was like, oh. And I was like, how is my accent? And he was like, it's fucking spot on. I was like, thanks, man.
Not bad.
Yeah, I like accents. They're fun. Yeah, good to you.
What would you say your worst accent is?
Chinese. I cannot do an Asian accent to save my life. Mm-mm.
Okay, well, let's not try that.
One of my best friends is from China, and I've tried. And he's, I've been like, shu, and he's like, no, that's not right. You gotta go shu. I'm like, what? Just the subtle difference in just the way it ends. It's crazy.
Well, you need to get it right, or you're gonna
insult someone.
You're gonna insult them.
Yes. His name's Kiwi. I love him to death.
What's his name?
Kiwi.
Kiwi.
Or his name is Kue. Kue Shu.
Kue.
Kue.
Mm-hmm. Kue? Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm sure I'm butchering it too.
No, it's okay.
Do you call him Kiwi?
Yeah, everyone calls him Kiwi. Yeah.
Is that just because they can't pronounce Kue? Okay. You're nodding your head yes for the listeners.
Nail on the head, yeah.
Okay. So, anyway, back to when you were 13. You tried your mom's
way off topic
there. Panty bra. No, we definitely got off topic. That's fine. Tried on a bra, panty, hose, dress, heels. You still wear her same heel size, which is amazing to me. And honestly, like, incredibly mind-blowing to me that hasn't been a shoe size difference somehow. How long has it been? 20-something years?
Yeah, 18.
Wow. Dang, that's... I'm kind of speechless about this. How does that happen?
She's given me a couple pairs of shoes since I had to live with her last year.
How was that coming out to your mom?
It was accidental.
Oh, do tell.
I was all dressed up one night and I sent her a picture thinking she had known beforehand. I was like, hey, mom, I look just like you. And she goes, what? And I was like, oh, mom, I thought you knew. And I called her and we talked on the phone. And she was very accepting. She was, it was nice. But I thought she had every idea with me, like when I was younger, because she'd come home from work. I get home from school right before her.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'd dress up a little bit. And then sometimes she'd get home earlier than others. So I'd have to hide in the bathroom and try and change back into stuff and my other clothes or take a shower or something just to put. I thought she always knew, which she didn't. So she was very accepting.
And how long ago was that she found out?
That was during COVID, so about 2 years.
2 years ago? Okay. Was that before or after you joined the Discord?
I believe before.
Before? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So you were, I guess, at least somewhat out before we met.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Is she the first one you came out to?
My ex-girlfriend was.
How did that go with your ex-girlfriend? Did you tell her pretty early on? Or?
No, I waited way too long to the relationship. It's not something she signed up for.
How long did you wait?
About 6 years.
Wow. Okay.
But that's also because I lied to myself that entire time, too. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I feel that.
Yeah. Yeah. She did try. She really did. There was this time when she saw me finally all done up, and I turned around and I was like, hey. And, hey. Yeah, and she goes,
do a hand gesture too.
Hey. Yeah, of course. I was like, hey, how's it going? Yeah. And she was like, oh wow, you're actually pretty cute. And ever since that, it was more of a tolerating instead of accepting. Yeah.
How was that for you? The tolerance was accepting.
Yeah, it sucked. It sucked for me. But I don't want to be. I don't want to talk shit. But yeah. No, it's a.
Yeah. I don't expect you to talk shit.
Yeah, it hurt. There were some times where she said some things, but then I also said some things, and in the end, we weren't good. So, yeah, she really did try though. She got me my first wig. She got me all my makeup. Yeah, she got me outfits, and we tried to make it work. But at the end of it, it didn't work out for us. So,
I'm sorry.
It's okay. I'm happier now.
Oh, that's good.
I just wish her the best. So,
that's good. Yeah. I wish her the best as well. That's it's got to be hard keeping a secret in for 6 years. Well, especially you're keeping a secret to yourself too, right?
Yeah, pretty much. Not only that, she before that though, before I even accepted it, she found me in her clothes one day.
Oh,
well, passed out in the bed. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What happened there?
Not good. It wasn't good. No. Oh,
was it personal times?
Yep.
Sure was. I'm sure there's a lot of listeners who can relate to that. Myself included, probably.
Yeah, it was personal time. And it wasn't good. But she still tried. Mm. So gotta give her credit for that.
Yeah, I give her credit. It's cool that she bought you all that stuff and it was. A try.
Yeah. But I know it was the moment she saw me that first time, it was just downhill from there. And anywho, I wish her the best in her future endeavors.
So just to keep it more downer, I want to talk about your purging, because you mentioned purging in your intro. Mm-hmm. Was that something you did frequently and often, or was it just like a mental thing?
Mental thing.
Mental? Mm-hmm. How would you describe the mental purging?
I never bought anything until after I accepted the fact that I did this. Mm-hmm. But until up until that point, mental purging was, I would always tell myself that it's wrong. You can't be doing this. You have to stop. And so then I'd go 6 months without doing it. And then I'd always come back to it. Mm-hmm. And then I would punish myself and just be like, no. And then if I can hate myself for doing it again, but I'd always come back to doing it. So my mental purging was just essentially just kicking myself away for months at a time from doing this. Yeah.
That sounds very, very similar to, physical purge, I guess. It's like with clothes and stuff, because there's also the mental purge along with that. Mm-hmm. For me, there was.
Well, I mean, I'd wear other people's clothes, though. I'd never buy my own. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So mentally, I would kick myself out, but okay. Mm-hmm.
Sorry. No, it's fine. That just sounds very similar to things I've experienced with my purging.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's really hard. You're not doing that anymore, right?
Fuck, don't. Everybody knows about Sasha now.
Good.
Yeah. I'm never going back to that. No.
Good. Mm-hmm. I don't want you to.
I don't want to either.
It's a dark place.
Yes, it is.
Dark place. So anyway, let's go to a little something, maybe a little lighthearted, nicer. You also mentioned you had some self-acceptance. So let's talk about that. What brought on your self-acceptance?
This was actually after my ex and I broke up and got together for the second time. And one night, I just found myself in a dress again. Even after I told myself, I mentally purged, saying, hey, I'm never going to do it again.
Mm-hmm.
And then I just woke up. No. That doesn't make sense. I just found myself in my closet wearing a dress. And I looked down and I was like, well, shit. I guess there's nothing I can do about this. No matter how hard I try, This is a part of who I am. So I just accepted it right then and there. And the next day I told her. And we tried to work things out and tried to make it work. And then I started telling my close friends about, hey, by the way, I'm this way. And all my friends were just like, okay, and we still love you. And I was like, all right, bet. And yeah, the moment I accepted it, it was great.
Uh-oh.
What's up, BB?
Hey. sorry. Damn, I was just completely lost my train of thought. Did you have a lot of outings or anything before coming out or accepting yourself? What about after you accepted yourself and started coming out?
You mean outings like going out in public?
Yeah.
Oh,
it still took me a while. Concerts or shows or stores or drive-through.
My first one was actually it was a Halloween themed electronic music festival. I was like, you know what? This is a great place to go out, dressed up, and so I'm walking up to the ticket line, and this woman, she goes, hey, okay, so empty your bag. Well, no, she didn't say empty your bag. She was like, all right, take off your bag and let me look inside. And so I started emptying it. And she goes, no, sweetie, you don't need to empty it. And so I started putting stuff back in and say, I'm sorry. And she looks at me like, it's like, I'm so sorry, sweetie. I thought you was a woman. And I was like, whoa, hey. That means I'm doing a good job right now. Thank you very much. I appreciate that. She's like, I am so sorry. And my entire night was made because of that one lady. Yeah. The only time I got weird looks at that festival was when I spoke. Yeah.
I mean, you should get one of those, this doesn't sound really mean, but you should get one of those voice boxes. Hello. My name's Natasha. That's really mean. That's so bad. Don't be mean. Don't be mad at me, please.
Oh, I'm not mad at you. No.
Not you. I'm other people. Don't be mad at me.
Oh, I think you'll be fine. But that was my first time out. And I also had another guy walk up to me. He was like, man, he was like, you're killing it. And I was like, oh, thanks, man. He's like, you want some ketamine?
Oh, okay. Well, did you take some ketamine?
No, I did not. I was already doing my own thing.
Oh, what were you doing?
MDMA.
Oh, MDMA? Okay.
Yeah, I was already doing my own thing for the show. But still, I was like, oh, that's cool. All right, this is actually working. I guess I'm doing pretty good. And all in all, that was a great experience. And then I've also gone out a couple times after that, too. And I wound up in a stranger's car.
Oh, what happened?
Yeah, I don't actually remember this experience, but.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. That's why I don't do certain things anymore. So, yeah. Other than that, though, I've had a great time.
Other than those things that I don't remember whatsoever that I've either just completely mentally blocked out or drugs or alcohol or whatever.
No, it was drugs.
It's been great.
Yeah, it was drugs, but I haven't been touching that stuff other than drinking. So it was something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but yeah, I've not had any negative reaction to me going out dressed. I have never had like my mom, like my friend Hanan. He's one of my best friends. I went to his mom's house and I was all dressed up, and she saw me. And she's a hardcore Muslim.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And she looked at me and goes, oh, you look adorable. And I was like, oh, what? And she said, so long as it makes you happy, then it makes me happy. I'm like,
thanks.
Thanks, Mom. Yeah. And, I've been very lucky with all my friends and their parents and just literally everyone
mm-hmm.
being as accepting as they are. Especially down here in Houston.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I haven't had a single negative comment. Not one. So. Damn.
Damn what?
It's just weird talking this much.
Well, keep talking. This is your episode. This is your
I know.
It's
still just weird.
Bring out your best stories that you want to tell that you love telling. What's been your favorite moment? As Sasha.
My favorite moment as Sasha.
Yeah, what's your favorite moment as Sasha? And don't hesitate to leave out any gory, ooey-gooey details. The ooey, the gooeyest, the better. I titled this thing Sasha Gets Slammed. So
You did.
I want to hear about Sasha getting slammed. Okay, so since Sasha just stepped away, because I'm gonna throw a commercial in here. So while Sasha's getting slammed, you should take this moment to take a break from the podcast and go to the crossyaspodcast.com and sign up for the Patreon and get some bonus episodes where you can hear me, Giselle, and some of the other previous CrossYas guests. Talking about maybe some non-PG, PG-13, maybe even rated R or more stuff. I promise you it's worth $5 or more. There's loads and there's at least an hour of good content. No, there's more than an hour. Also, while you're on the crossyaspodcast.com, you can buy us a coffee, Ko-fi, whatever, you know, help support us, help pay for the website or hosting the website or hosting the content. Or, you know, you can also join us on, you can join us in the discussion on the CrossYas Confidential Discord. You can talk to myself, Giselle, Slam and Sasha over here, who's missing from the video right now.
Not good.
Or some of the other previous guests. Please also go onto the CrossYas Instagram page and connect with me and tell me your story and all that other fun stuff. And we'll talk about this later. So anyway, Sasha's back. Sasha, what is your favorite story or your favorite time as Slam and Sasha that you would love to tell me? Or however I worded it earlier. I don't remember.
Probably, It was at that festival with all my friends,
mm-hmm.
like my close friends. A couple of them showed up late, and my buddy Hanan ran up to me and hugged me from behind and was like, "You look gorgeous." And I was like,
"Gorgeous."
Yeah. He was just, she said, "You look gorgeous." And I was like, "Thanks." And my other friend, first time seeing me this way, give me a big hug, and it was all just love. And then another one of my coworkers, John, he saw me the first time. He was like, "You look amazing." I had nothing but good vibes from all of them, and I'll never forget that. It was my first time out.
Oh, and wow. First time out?
Yeah, at that festival. It was my first time out like this, and they all made it really special.
That's pretty ballsy. Yeah. Kudos.
They all made it really special, and I love my friends for that. So.
That's great. Are you still in contact with those friends?
Fuck yeah. One of them is sleeping in the room right over here. The other two I was playing D&D with yesterday.
Oh, dang.
Well, the other three I was playing D&D with yesterday. Hanan, Kiwi, and John. Yeah, we're all friends.
Oh, yeah, shout out Kiwi.
Yeah, shout out to Kue. But no, that was probably the best. You know, just them all just seeing me like that for the first time and just accepting me. And we've been friends for 11 years. And I wasn't able to come out to them beforehand because I just wasn't able to come out to myself. Mm-hmm. And then I did. And then they were just amazing.
Was there any hesitancy to coming out to your friends?
At first, yeah. And then I said, fuck it. Like I said, fuck it the other time. And every single one of them were just like, and?
Mm-hmm.
And?
So what's the ooey gooey detail that you're leaving out?
About what?
I don't know. Figure there's something. There's got to be something ooey and gooey.
Nope. There's nothing ooey gooey about this.
No? Not even the guy offering you MDMA?
Oh no. Offering
what was MDMA. What was he offering? I already forget.
He was offering me fucking
ketamine. That's right.
Yeah, no. I didn't do anything with that guy. I mean, no? I do have ooey gooey stories if you want to hear those.
Yeah, I want to hear your ooey gooey stories. So do the cross yass listeners. So what's your ooey gooey story that you want to share?
Jesus Christ. Well, it's the best sex I've ever had in my entire life. Well,
let's hear about your best sex in your entire life. Let's hear it. I don't want to, like, don't leave anything out. Just let us know. Let me know.
Jesus Christ. Okay.
No pressure, you know.
Well, I was talking to this guy on Grindr.
Talking to a guy on Grindr, okay.
Mm-hmm. And, it took us about a month to finally meet up. And we did. He's a good looking guy, in shape. Got a nice,
What's that? What's the?
Yeah, he's got a nice. He's packing.
Packing boxes. Packing.
He's packing heat. So I get there and we talk beforehand, you know. I like to get to know the person that I'm about to, you know, sleep with a little bit before I just, you know, let them enter me and whatnot. And, fuck. Anywho. So, went on for about 3 hours. He was the most gentle, yet also caring partner I think I've ever been with. It was incredible. Like, after the first session, I just kind of slid off the floor. I slid off the bed onto the floor, and I just giggled. I just giggled. And I was like, oh my God.
It's very steamy. I can see it in your glasses.
I just fucking giggled. That's it. And, like, literally, all that could come out of my mouth, I was like, oh, so that's what good dick is like. Okay. And then he actually brought a cold towel and wiped my head off, wiped my face. And
aw, that's so sweet.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And then we went to the shower, and And then after the shower, we... And, yeah, I don't want to talk too much about this.
It's okay. Was that your first time with a dude?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, it wasn't. No, I've been with a few, but it was the best.
Okay.
I've been with other guys, and like I've actually been with a one pump chum before.
Oh, uh-oh.
He like pumped once, and I was like, oh, they do exist.
They do exist. That's like that. That's a.
Yeah, I've been. No, I don't know. He was incredible. I don't know. I don't want to say too much because if I'm gonna send this link to my coworkers, I don't know.
They're gonna do your side work forever.
Oh my goodness! Yeah, who knows? They might get turned on by that. Anyway, but yeah, no, that was. I've done guys before. No. I prefer men. It took me a long time to finally realize that. But mm-hmm. I'm glad I realized it now. And I have my type. I know my type. And, but then again, sometimes a girl will come along and I'm like, hey, you cute. So, mm-hmm. you know, I'll have fun with that too.
When did you first get an inkling that you were into him in?
Around the time I was probably 14, 15.
Okay, so not too long after you started dressing.
Mm-mm. Yeah, one of the first things I did after I dressed was...
You don't have to say it. You don't have to say it.
I bent myself over a bed and just acted like I was getting fucked. I don't know. Like
this is a little over PG for
yeah.
Mm-hmm. for a 14-year-old.
I have no idea where that came from.
Okay.
But, it just felt natural. So yeah. That's a weird one for me.
But, okay. Okay. So when about what time if you, or what period of your life did you start, I guess, accepting that you liked men? You said you struggled with it for a long time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I accepted that I liked men. It was after the breakup with her. I guess I knew beforehand that mm-hmm. I did, but I wouldn't accept it.
What do you think... What do you think brought up or brought on your acceptance of liking men?
Just saying, fuck it. I have to
literally.
Yeah, I have to be okay with this part of myself, or else I'm not going to be okay. Mm-hmm. So that's what I feel happened. Okay. Yeah. It is what it is, and I am where I am.
Well, that's cool. I wish a lot more people would have a lot more self acceptance like that.
It took a long time. That's for sure. But
would you have any like tips with self acceptance besides just fuck it?
I really don't. It's because I really don't. Just one day, I just fuck it. That was it.
That's really similar to my do it.
Yeah.
That I tell people, because I always tell people just do it.
Just do it. It's easier said than done.
It totally is easier said than done.
But just fuck it.
Yours is a little more vulgar than mine. Mine's a little.
yeah. Yours is Nike. It's all good.
Yeah. I just stole mine from Shia LaBeouf. What? You know, do you have a Shia LaBeouf story? You're shaking your head.
Are you chopping off his head now?
No.
Shia LaBeouf.
No, I'm gonna call him LaBeouf.
LaBeouf, Shia LaBeouf.
LaBeouf. It's LaBeouf. It's okay. LaBeouf to me.
LaBeouf is great.
Yeah, it's always LaBeouf.
Are you not decapitating Shia LaBeouf?
No, it's just Shia LaBeouf.
Okay.
Yeah. That's how I'm gonna say it. That's how I'm always gonna say
Shia
it.
Shia LaBeouf.
Can't change my mind one bit.
But, yeah, no. Pretty much, that's the only advice I can give, because one day I got so fed up with the fact that I am unhappy with how I perceive myself, to where I just said, fuck it, and decided that everyone else can either accept me or not, mm-hmm. but I will do it in a way to where it's not like I'm forcing it on people. They will like me or they won't, but I will do it gently. I'll be like, hey, this is me, here I am, but I'm not going to be like, bah! And that's how I've gone about it, and it's worked out very well. Hey, what's up, daddy?
Hey, daddy.
Oh, daddy now.
Hey, what's up, daddy? Doing all right?
My title evolves over the night.
From BB to daddy? Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
That's my best friend.
No, it's daddy. Hey, no. Daddy.
No. He's just my best friend. Yeah. This is Bruno.
Oh, shit. Oh, fuck. I don't know. I was going to say something, but I forgot.
It's okay. I understand. Daddy's quite distracting.
Daddy is quite distracting.
Yeah.
What brought you to the Cross Yas Confidential Discord server?
Oh, fuck.
And don't say a link, because that's
No, it wasn't. I stumbled across it one day. Giselle. It was Giselle on Kick.
Oh, okay. So yes. You met Giselle on Kick.
Yes, and she joined a group that I was in, and I was like, huh, okay, interesting. And so I checked out the podcast and joined the group, and yeah, she was so sweet. She was so nice. And
that's all a lie. I'm just kidding.
You're not wrong, Billy. You're not wrong.
I'm just lying, because she's actually really sweet in person. She's probably one of the most genuine people that I know. Person? People? However you say it, I don't know.
Does she give good hugs?
She does give good hugs. Almost as good as hugs that I give.
That's a good person.
How would you if you met Giselle for the first time, how would you expect Giselle's hug to be?
I feel not too hard, but long. Like it's a good hug, like to where it's, you feel like this is a decent hug, but it's not like too hard embrace, it's not too soft. It's the right amount of force, but also not too short or too long. It's a good hug.
Would that make you feel warm inside?
Yes.
Okay. So you met Giselle on Kick, huh? That's interesting.
Yes. Yes. She joined a cross-dressing room was a part of. That's actually where I started branching out, mm-hmm. was on Kick with cross-dressing rooms, because I didn't know about Discord and other stuff. And mm-hmm. And then she joined one, and we talked, and I was like, okay, fucking bet. And then I found out about her cross-dressing podcast, and so I joined it and listened, and was like, hell yeah, this is awesome. And so I joined the Discord group, and yeah, we're here we are now.
A year and a half later?
About 2 years, I would think.
Has it been 2 years?
A year and a half since I met you, but 2 years for that, yeah.
Huh. Okay. Yeah. I think it started around this time 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think so too.
I know for a while there we were doing video chats on there like every night.
I was there with you every night. Yeah.
Like every night for like at least 4 or 5 months.
We had a good time.
And I know for me it was Central Time. So it was
I was right there with you. Gosh.
I think I would join in around like 10 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
until, it was like 3 a.m. sometimes for me.
We go late.
One time I stayed up till 5 a.m.
Okay.
How insane is that?
Hey, it's a good conversation.
Yeah, I learned a lot about myself in that time. I broke out of my shell quite a bit in that time.
Yeah, because what about you? You were vegan.
That's true.
Yeah, yeah. And then you changed your name to Billy. I was like, all right, fucking bad. So you're Billy. But yeah, you were Megan.
How did that feel, calling me Megan?
Fine. What?
I have never really liked it.
Didn't bother me at all. I was happy to call you what you wanted to be called.
Okay. So whenever I you weren't really around as much whenever I changed.
No, I was not.
Billy, which
last year fucked me up, so.
I feel weird saying I changed my name to Billy because I've always gone by Billy. I just changed the Y to an IE.
I don't see why that's wrong.
No, that's not wrong. It's actually right because that's what I did.
Oh. And it's what feels best for you, yeah?
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
I don't see anything wrong with it.
So you said you had a rough last year.
Yeah.
There was an absence of Sasha for a year.
Yes, I was gone for a long time. Yeah, it was. It's nice to be back though. It really is. So in the span of about a month and a half, 2 months, my grandpa died. My ex-girlfriend and I broke up, and then my cousin died. Mm. And then I had to move and change my whole life where I was going. Quit my job, started other jobs. It was fun. Oh yeah, it was great.
I sense a little sarcasm there?
Oh yeah, 100%.
But I think that was around the time that we were trying to meet up.
Yes.
Because that was right before I moved.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, my grandpa died June 25th last year at 7-Eleven. I watched him take his last breath. It just sucked.
My condolences. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Rip Gramps.
Well, you know, you have his voice, right?
Yeah, so that means everyone else will still be hearing him. Yeah.
He lives on.
He does. That's
as long true. As you have your voice.
He does. Yeah, it just sucked.
Sorry.
No, it's okay. Shit happens.
It does, but it still sucks.
It's a part of life. Yeah, I know. But, you were saying about changing your name from Billy from Y to IE. Is that because? So were you actually? Well, I've only used Megan or Billy with an IE. So does that mean you were Billy beforehand with a Y?
Yeah. I'm not ashamed of my names, except the Megan. I don't really like the Megan. My legal name is William.
Mm.
But people call me Billy. They've always called me Billy. That's always been spelled, you know, B-I-L-L-Y. And then I took on the Megan name for my Halloween costume. I sort of told that story before, but I'll say it again. In my first outing ever, it was a Halloween, which almost at a 5 or 6 year anniversary for this already. Time flies. I was going to a Halloween party as a sorority girl, just wearing like
okay,
those like short track shorts, mm-hmm. and like a giant oversized t-shirt with like a long blonde wig and some makeup. Okay. That's actually where I learned to do makeup from that Halloween. I made the joke with my ex-wife because we were joking about names at the time, about how people would have like you know, there's like a Aiden, Braden, Jaden, whatever, and it's like the same name, it's just like a letter, it's a little different, or like my name's Gene with like five E's or something. So my name in my joke, my name was Megan, but with like
Megan.
But with like extra E's. So it's pronounced Megan. And I would say it like that.
It's
so that became my Megan. Pronounced Megan. It's Megan, but it's pronounced Megan.
Okay.
No relation to the Key and Peele sketch. I didn't even know about that. There was a Key and Peele sketch about Megan. Look it up. It's pretty funny. Okay. She my jacket. I don't know, you gotta watch it.
I've gotta watch it, yeah.
Yeah, you'll have to watch it. So then that was 2017. I didn't say anything again for another year or two. It was just all like in private, and you know, just like you, I had like purges, but they were like mental and physical purges. It's very, very hard time. And there was, after my ex-wife came out to me and we were dealing with our divorce and all that other stuff, I started seeing a therapist for the first time. And then after I told her about myself, and after I told Giselle, because, you know, I told Giselle, it's my second person I've ever fucking told, just insane to me. As on the podcast, not just mm-hmm. to her personally, but after I told my therapist about myself, she suggested that I create like an online profile. At the time it was like, she's like, do a Facebook, make a Facebook for Megan.
Oh, like that. Okay.
To like, you know, find like support groups or whatever, cross-dressing groups. Cause I was like really, really deep, deep, deep in denial, in the closet type stuff. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I named myself Megan, and you know, I went on the podcast as Megan. So it just stayed Megan for a while. And then last year on my move up here or move over here, I mm-hmm. stopped at Steph F's house, who was on Steph and Gwen's house. They're in Arizona. I stayed at their house for a night. And that was, it wasn't the first time I was called Megan in person, because I had met with Giselle and Sierra and Ty, Lily, in Palm Springs a few months before. But being called Megan in person was a lot different than just being called like on a video call or seeing it in a chat. So like when I'm moving and I'm expecting to see some of these people like more frequently, I think it just like really hit me hard that I was like, oh, I don't like that. It kind of started off as a joke. So I don't really want my name to be a joke.
Okay.
It may not have been a joke to other people, because they weren't, may have heard my story, but they weren't really aware of it starting off as a joke. But like for me personally, it was really hard to just hear someone call me Megan.
So you didn't like it personally?
I didn't like it personally in person. Seeing like reading it on the chat or whatever, it's fine. But
I always thought it kind of sounded weird.
It does. It's like Megan. Megan with like five E's.
Yeah.
Or two. I think I wrote two. Two or three. Anyway, it doesn't matter.
M-E-E-G.
So that first night or day or whatever when I met Steph, she was calling me Megan. And I was like, ugh, I don't like that. And her and I sat outside of her house in the backyard. It's like nighttime and we're just like getting a little wine drunk, and I just tell her, I was like, you know, I don't really like Megan. I think I might change my name to Billy. I've always gone by Billy. Mm-hmm. Billy with a Y.
But Billy,
I don't know, it just feels right to me. And when I moved here, I just went with it because it felt right. And it still feels right. I still like it. I know Giselle had a bit of a hard time adjusting.
Did she? Why?
She did. She would constantly, if she would let Megan slip. I mean, I introduced myself to her as Megan, and I'd known her for over a year at that point as Megan.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You can't blame her for it.
No, I can't blame. And I'm not like mad or bitter or anything like that.
And shit happens. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, dang. All right, Billy with an IE.
Yeah. Now I just have to worry about when I go to restaurants and I tell them my name's Billy. And they write it with a Y, and I'm like, fuck. It's not that big of a deal, but it does sometimes.
That's what you're worried about?
I know.
Is someone getting a reservation wrong?
No.
No?
Yeah, a little bit.
That's
not my biggest worry, but, you know, it's...
What is the biggest worry, then?
For me?
Yes, ma'am.
I don't know. I don't know. I'm... Besides my career, I'm pretty hopeful for the future. Some of the first times in my life, I feel very hopeful for the future.
Good.
I think it's just my career. Wherever that leads.
Yeah.
That's kind of a dumb answer, but... Other than that, I don't know. I'm not that fearful.
Good. But you don't like fire alarms, though. So.
True. I'll tell you my biggest fear right now.
All right, what's that?
Actually, so this is your episode, not mine.
Hey, it's okay.
Whatever, I'm just gonna let
good it conversation. It's give and take.
So last Friday, I was going to a drag show, and I offered one of my coworkers, Bob, I offered him to go with me. I was like, hey, Bob, you want to go to the drag show with me? Because he doesn't do shit on the weekends. I'm like, hey, you want to do something on the weekend? We'll go to the drag show? And he's like, let me think about it.
So Bob went anyway.
No.
No! Oh!
No, I know.
I'm upset.
He should have went. It was so fun. So they do like karaoke and drag show. And
mm-hmm.
It's just fun. It's a good time.
By the way, thank you for when I was messaging you about the drag show that I went to all dressed up. I went all dressed up because you helped convince me. So thank you.
Oh, we're definitely going to go back to that because I want to hear that story.
Keep going.
Yeah, I'll tell you. I want to hear that after I tell you my story. So my biggest current fear besides my career, and this is kind of tied in with my career a little bit. So I asked Bob to go to the drag show. He's like, "Hey, let me think about it." I asked him again in like 10 minutes because I'm not really the person to give him a long time to think. And he's like, I don't know. I think I would feel uncomfortable in that kind of a place. Is that a gay bar? And I sort of understand, you know, because I've been in that situation where I was like the cishet man not wanting to go into like that kind of space.
This is a hitman? Like barcode on the back of your head hitman?
No, het.
Oh,
heterosexual.
Oh, okay. Okay. I totally heard that wrong.
Yeah, cis straight man. So like I get like the uncomfortableness that he could have had or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But he's like, yeah, but I still want to like do something outside of work and, you know, go to a bar and hang out or whatever. Cause like Kim and I, we get along really well. We joke around and bullshit. But he's like, you know, I'd like to get like a bunch of the coworkers together and, you know, meet up at a bar like on a weekend or something. And I'm like, you know, Bob, that makes me really uncomfortable because I'm not out to a lot of my coworkers. I'm out to a handful of people, but a lot of them I'm not. And a lot of dudes I don't know, that like really terrifies me, coming up to these people. I'm getting better at it.
You're in California. Why are you so worried right now?
I think it's just like a social, because it's people I work with. I don't know. It's weird.
Okay.
So I'm like, you know, that makes me uncomfortable, but you know what? Fuck it. I'll do it. You know, how can I tell people on the podcast to do things that are uncomfortable to them if I can't do it myself?
That's actually a good point. Okay.
How can I talk the talk if I can't walk the walk?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So I'm like, you know, that makes me really uncomfortable, but I'll do it. I'll agree to it. I'll go. And he's like, he had this like thought that I still have dude clothes. And I'm like, just so you know, I'm going to be showing up as a woman because I, you know, I'm a woman.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, what? You don't have any like just jeans and a t-shirt? I'm like, I have women jeans and women's t-shirts. And he's just like blown away by this. And I was like,
it never even crossed his mind.
Yeah. Even though I told him I'm trans and I've like gone into like really great detail about probably more detail than I should, cause I'm an oversharer. And I'm like, you know, I'm not going to show up in my work clothes. Those are the only clothes that I have are like dude clothes. And he's like, well, just go buy a t-shirt and pants. I'm like, I'm not going to go buy t-shirts and a pants for one night. Like, that's stupid.
Doesn't work that way.
No. So,
okay.
The All funny right. thing, so like, I'm going to do this like meetup whenever we make it happen. And it absolutely terrifies me. Absolutely, absolutely terrifies me. And probably by the time this comes out, maybe I've already done it. I don't know. But I know even though I'm like terrified of this, I'm pushing it still, like with the coworkers. Like I'm the one that bringing up like, hey, have you, you know, what are we going to do? What are we going to do this? When are we going to go do this? Where are we going to go? And I kind of want, this is kind of funny to me. I kind of want them to already be there and me just like be hanging out at the bar and see if anybody recognizes me.
Mm-hmm.
And okay. if they don't, they're all drinking and I just like show up. I'm like, hey, what's going on?
You just show up as a spicy bitch.
Hey, what's going on?
Yeah, there you go. And they'll be like, the fuck?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
So yeah, anyway, that's my biggest fear currently at the moment is coming out to my coworkers in a big public space like that.
I think that they're probably not going to care that much. But then probably again, not.
There's at least one person I work with that is very transphobic. I've heard him say some stuff. I don't think he would be in this thing, but who knows?
So does he not have any... No, I was about to sound like an asshole right there. Does he not have any original ideas or anything? Does he just repeat what he's been told? Or
that kind of thing? I don't know. Probably repeating things he's been told.
Okay,
so how about you? Your drag show and going dress, and I convince you to do it. So let's hear.
Oh, no.
Let's go back to you. This is your episode, not mine. I've already talked enough.
No, hey, it was great listening. I'm glad you spoke too. Thank you so much.
I mean, I could ramble for on and on. So
we're gonna have a great time. Man. What's up, Daddy? Sorry.
Hey, Daddy. If you want to come see Sasha and her daddy, you can come see her on the Cross the Aisle special.
What?
Huh?
What did you say?
Where can they find you and daddy?
He's going out there. I'm doing my own thing.
Okay, well, if you want to help support the podcast, you can come follow the Cross Yas podcast on Instagram. share the profile to your friends, share this podcast to your friends and family and whoever else. And back to the podcast. Isn't that right, Sasha?
Yes. Where was I?
You were telling your story about you going to the drag show and I convinced you to do it.
Oh, yep. I had my friend Rima. She's incredible. I'm part of a wedding and she goes, oh. Hey, my friend Rima, she goes, Hey, what are you going to wear at my wedding? I'm like, what? She's like, do you want to wear a sari or are you going to wear a suit? I'm like, Rima, I'm not going to wear a sari at your wedding. She's like, I already told everyone else there they can go fuck themselves.
Well, what did you gonna wear a suit or a sari?
I'm gonna wear a suit because I feel at a traditional Indian wedding that would draw too much attention away from her and him. So I'm just gonna wear a suit. But the fact that she did that, amazing. And but so she took me out to this drag show, and so I went there, yeah. Oh, it was great. We had a great time. We had some food. We had some drinks. And
I was the only
one other than the people, actually. I was the only other person dressed up.
So what was the build-up to the drag show?
What do you mean?
Was the build-up? What was the build-up? Like, was there some fear involved?
No.
No?
No.
But you said I convinced you to go?
No, you helped me. Because I talked to you about it. Should I go dressed up? And what then, you were just like, of course, what other place would you go to dressed up? And I was like, all right, that's actually makes a lot of sense. So I went there dressed up and yeah.
What did you wear? Do you remember what you wore?
Actually pretty much the same outfit. Roughly.
Well, let's do a twirl for the camera. So we got.
I had some arm stuff on to hide the muscles and stuff, but
people like muscular women. I like your cocktail sign.
Oh yeah, we got a great one. So I wore this. It was similar. I had the fishnets and yeah. So I wore pretty much this, and we had a great time. Yeah, I was the only other person there dressed up other than the drag queens. And I was like, is this a good thing or is it a bad thing? I wasn't sure.
Well, was it a good thing or a bad thing?
I had a great time. They didn't look mad, but I don't know. They're performing, so I don't know.
I tend to get good reception, I think, whenever I go to drag shows.
Yeah.
A lot of them, I think, pay me a little bit special attention, maybe?
See, I didn't get any.
You didn't get any? Mm-hmm. No? Mm. I mean, you know, you're not as hot as me.
That's okay with me, though. I mean, it's their show. It's their show, so...
I mean, you're not trying to upstage them, right?
No, of course not. I would never want to do that. Oh my goodness, I would never. There's no way. They were fucking gorgeous. Oh my god, like they looked phenomenal. Like I was sitting there, I was like, man, I need to get better at makeup after looking at these ones. After looking at these drag queens, like one of them looked just like Katy Perry. It was crazy.
And you went to this.
So good.
You went to this drag show in Houston?
Yes.
Do you remember the name of the place?
No, actually, I do not.
Was it there was a place I went to? I think it was called Mangoes or something.
I don't know. That doesn't sound familiar. But there was a big old area where everyone was sitting around with the benches and food, and it was a big old like barbecue brisket kind of thing.
That sounds very, very Texan.
It was. We were all just eating some like fucking brisket. barbecue while watching these drag queens go around. And it was phenomenal. They were amazing. Mm. Yeah. One was Katy Perry. The other, there were two others, but they look phenomenal as well. It's like, I wonder how much they, corsets.
Because how much shapewear they have?
Yes.
Is that something you've ever been into, a shapewear?
I had a corset. It was fun. It got my waist down to about a 23. My waist is naturally a 28. And I thoroughly enjoyed wearing the corset. For some reason, not being able to breathe properly is kind of fun. Yeah.
That's hot.
Yeah, yeah.
Were you calling for daddy?
No.
Okay.
Now that I'm single, probably I would. Yeah.
Daddy.
Hey, daddy. Oops.
Oh, dang.
Got any other questions?
Probably. My brain is about dead.
It's okay.
It's getting late.
Yeah, it is. This was fun.
Do you have anything else you'd like to add or ask me or tell the Cross Yas listener?
I just have one thing to say. And that's, if this makes you happy, just go. Just do it. And like I said at the beginning, fuck it. That's about it. I mean, it took me so much longer, and I hurt more people than I should have because I didn't accept it. So, if you want to make sure you're happy and not run over anyone else as you're driving down the road, just say fuck it and accept it.
Cool.
Yeah, that's about it. Sorry.
No, you're fine.
You got a little deep there at the end.
That's fine. Well, I wanted to give another special shout out to Hannah and Trevor Boyke.
Hannah and Trevor Boyke.
I got it right for the sixth time. Sixth or seventh time.
Yeah, you got it. You got it.
You're darn tootin'.
You're darn tootin' there, Lassa. That's right. Exactly. Fucking what we're going on here right now. I hope Sarah Kay thinks my accent's okay.
Oh no, she's gonna hate it.
I bet she probably is, but hey, you know, it's not that bad. I mean, it fools you, yeah.
Okay, so in the words of Sasha Gets Slammed or Slamming Sasha or whatever, fuck it, be you, and you know, fuck it.
Fuck it, be you. Do what makes you happy. Cool. Unless it's hurting people, don't do that then. Oh fuck, it's conflicting.
Okay. All right. Bye. Bye, daddy.
Oh, bye. Yeah.
Daddy's not
outside. There. He can't hear you.
Okay. Tell daddy I said bye.
I'll definitely tell daddy you said bye. Fuck.
All right. Special thanks to Sasha for chatting with me and sharing a small portion of her story. One of these days, I'd love to have her on the show to give some updates on what's going on with her life and maybe tell us some stories that she has left out. And I know she has because she's already told me. apparently she's made a bullet point list of things that she didn't say, but would like to now. So who knows, maybe soon we'll get an update on what's been going on with her. But in the meantime, if you would like to tell me about yourself, share your story, comment, or just chat about anything, maybe you need some support, reach out to me, Giselle, many of the Cross Yas guests, listeners. We can be found on the Cross Yas Podcast Instagram, the crossyaspodcast.com website, which has a link for the Cross Yas confidential Discord server. Come on down and chat with us, get a little bit of support. Also, I wanted to just give one last shout out to Hannah and Trevor Boyke for allowing Sasha to get off work early so that we could have our chit chat. Well, I love y'all. Take care and be yourself. I'm not here to diagnose or treat anything. I'm just here to share my story, have others come on the podcast to share their stories, to help you learn about the world of cross-dressing, sexuality, and gender a bit more.